President-elect Donald Trump is delivering on part of a campaign promise to stop an Indiana air conditioning factory from moving to Mexico. The carrier company announced last night it's reached a deal with Trump to keep about 1,000 jobs in Indianapolis. Trump is set to announce details of the deal tomorrow, but the news is already making waves in Indiana. And as Annie Ropeek of Indiana Public Broadcasting reports, workers and business leaders were caught by surprise.
It's not clear just yet how Donald Trump and his vice president-elect Indiana Governor Mike Pence convinced Carrier to keep just under 1,000 jobs in Indianapolis. But TJ Bray, who's worked as an insulator at the factory for 14 years, says he's shocked and relieved.
I mean, this is unheard of. You know, this is crazy. So I'm glad he was able to do something to save most of these jobs.
Most is actually just under half of the 2,100 jobs Carrier had planned to cut, probably closer to 800 positions, says Indiana AFL-CIO union president Brett Voorhees.
I mean, the feeling is uneasy. I mean, people are just kind of anxiously waiting, cautiously optimistic, I guess you could say, about, you know, what the details are.
There are a few things he thinks Trump and Pence might have done to change Carrier's mind. They could have mentioned the fact that Carrier's parent company, United Technologies, has big federal defense contracts. Or they could have offered up more state or federal tax breaks. The Pence administration already made Carrier pay back $1.2 million in those because of the move. But Indiana Manufacturers Association President Brian Burton says at least at the state level, tax breaks were never the problem. He says it's about the national cost of doing business. Carrier stood to save about $65 million a year by moving to Mexico, an amount state officials couldn't have come close to with tax incentives. And while Burton's encouraged to see the new administration getting a jump on a more direct approach to business issues, he says it's a double-edged sword.
You do not want your federal government to hold hammers over the business community. You want your federal government to create a positive business climate that encourages people to stay here and not move in the first place.
And he wonders if the Carrier deal will set a precedent for other companies, such as Rexnord, another manufacturer right up the road from Carrier. Rexnord announced recently it's moving a few hundred jobs to Mexico, too. The good news about Carrier and uncertainty about Rexnord hung over local union president Chuck Jones in a strip mall pub near both factories. He said he was shocked, too, at the news Carrier had finally bowed to months of campaign pressure.
The man stayed true to his word, and he delivered. You know, whether you're or I'm not, never was a Trump supporter, but the man deserves the credit for possibly saving 1,200 people's livelihoods.
He'll find out how it happened at the same time as the Carrier workers and many state officials when Trump and Pence visit the factory tomorrow to announce more details of the plan. For NPR News, I'm Annie Ropeek in Indianapolis.